And he's now going to his third club, and this one potentially is a really exciting journey for him.
Possibly the toughest task ahead, Jay.
Well, it's a significant chance, too, to really oversee the rebirth of the Carlton Football Club, the once great Carlton Football Club. And Craigie joins us on the line. Great to have you on board for 2016, Neil.
Pleasure, Jared. Thanks for having us on.
You must be pretty excited. This is really a blank canvas in many ways. You've got an important role mentoring and overseeing, I guess, the development of an exciting young coaching talent in Brendan Bolton, along with a lot of other issues with the club.
Yeah, I mean, it's I know in the introduction, Jared, you spoke about, you know, Melbourne and I'm not sure if you mentioned Essendon, but they were slightly different roles to the one I'm in at Carlton. This one brings me back probably, you know, back to what I call the front line of footy, mm-hmm. which is, you know, is my real passion. So it's been good for me personally. And hopefully, you know, I'll better, you know, add to whatever else Brendan and the rest of the coaching group are trying to bring to the Carlton Footy Club. So it is an exciting time. There's a lot of changes, a lot of newness at the Carlton Footy Club, you know, and it's got great history, but clearly, you know, its members and its supporters are just crying out for some, you know, for some hope about where we're going and, you know, some blue sky and whatever. And I think that process has started, but we've got an enormous amount of work to do in front of us.
Neil, the first time I walked into the Carlton Footy Social Club, it was, I think, the first time I was commentating there. And I walked to the top of the stairs and there's this powerful figure of John Nicholls at the top of the stairs. And it just almost embodied the Carlton Football Club, this powerful man who expected premierships and premiership success. He was so powerful on and off the field. Mm. And I just wonder what you felt walking up those same stairs.
I know exactly the staircase you're talking about, Jared. It's, and on the way up on that staircase, you get to look at the premiership cups that they've had in the past.
Yep.
So once again, that's, you know, it's great history. And I think with Essendon, you know, it's one of the most premierships of all the AFL clubs. So it's there. And it's important to draw upon that, but it's also important to understand that can't get the job done, you know. And clearly, what's happened at Carlton over the last, 10, 15, 20 years, I guess, has dropped away immensely. And so let's use some of the real, you know, really good things that have happened in the past, but the guys here now have an opportunity to create their own sort of history, if you like, by basically starting again in a whole range of areas.
Neil, a number of players, I've seen reports on the Carlton website and whatnot, Levi ready to step up, Harry Mackay says he's aiming high. Is there an extra exuberance on the training field, and is there a different kind of exuberance on the training field this year at Carlton in comparison to what you've seen at other clubs through your journey?
I think what's coming out there, Shane, is with all the newness that's occurred at the club. I mean, it's only natural for that excitement to be there. You know, we had some really good feedback from the playing. The coaches had some really good feedback from the playing group yesterday, in actual fact, about how they've appreciated the environment that Brendan is creating and trying to create. But they want to make sure that continues. You know, there's a honeymoon period when everything is new, and so we've now been going, you know, probably 3 or 4 months, and so it's important that once that honeymoon period finishes, that the work that the coaches are doing continues on. So there's excitement, and you know, with the draft that's happened, there's some real talent that has come into the club. And And in my opinion, I'm really quite bored by what I've seen on the training track with those young guys have been drafted.
Neil,
because you can pick it up really quickly on the training track whether they've actually got it or not.
Neil, can you tell us a little bit about the environment that Brendan Bolton's trying to produce down there at Carlton? Because obviously it's going to be very different to what Mick Malthouse had the preceding 3 years, and Brendan Bolton being a new, fresh coach, and what it is that the players are really responding to and really enjoying about being around the club at the moment.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't talk when Mick was here, but I obviously didn't experience that. But we all know what Mick's record is, so you know, that stands alone in the history of the game. So big tick there. What Brendan brings, of course, he's got a very strong skill set in the way people learn. you know, often the term coaching pedagogy, if you like. And so he brings that. He's got a crystal clear picture in his head, which he's been able to articulate to the coaches and to the playing group on the way he wants to play. But just as importantly, the way to coach that. Very, very strong on the whole club mentality. So, you know, the football department itself just can't get the job done. It's important that we embrace the whole football club, you know, commercial operations, membership, the football executive, sponsors, the whole thing. And so it becomes a journey for the whole football club. So that's been refreshing. You know, it's the inclusiveness of our members so that they feel valued about it. So when we talk, we're talking to our members and we mean that sincerely to try and create some sort of joy and hope for them as well. So it's been really refreshing over my journey. The skill set of the coaching pedagogy, if you like, of the learning and the teaching and how people go about that and the best way to do it is as good as I've seen. Shane, and Derek, as far as that's concerned, as good as I've seen.
You've gone for a selection of all sorts. You've clearly got some very high talent, as you've already enunciated, but there's a couple of kids who I think have shown some really good football but have gone by the wayside. Jed Lamb was excellent for Sydney, couldn't get a game essentially for GWS. I'm not sure why, but Sam Kerridge is another one that's coming from South Australia. I think you've picked up a fine talent there. I'm not sure why he didn't get a game, but he looks like a ready-made player to me.
Yeah, Sam comes. I mean, he's got you'd love him, Jerry. He's got an unbelievable work ethic and is presenting himself in, you know, immaculate condition.
Yeah,
trains really hard. So he comes with looking for an opportunity to cement his place as a, you know, a consistent regular AFL player. Jed's the same. Jed clearly understands now, being at his third AFL club, we're not so much lucky, you know, because there's obviously been some things there that people have liked to select Jed to come into their football environment. Mm. But it's unusual for someone of Jed's size, if you like, to get a third opportunity in the AFL. So he clearly understands that. You know, you've got a guy like Matty Wright, come from Adelaide as well, who's looking for the opportunity to cement himself. So they bring some experience. And some, because I've been in the system for a period of time, and that's going to be important for us because there's been some big changes in the playing list. And whilst we have been able to recruit and draft the top end talent coming in, which has been initially very impressive, the bottom line is that they're yearlings. You know, when you see, when you, they've come out of a boys' competition and they're playing in the best competition in the world against me. So.
One of those boys, Jacob Wiedering, has got leadership written all over him. I think he craves to be a leader, and I think the footy club has already thrown up leadership as an issue. Mark Murphy, I think the wider footy community expects him to be reappointed. But I think within a year or two, the push is going to be on to look for the next Stephen Kernaghan, a young 21-year-old who took charge and led you into an early premiership or grand final. Based on your experience at Melbourne, where went down a similar track with Trengove and Grimes, if by chance this became a push for Jacob Wiedering at 21 or 22 to become coach, would you hasten slowly there and let him develop more, or do you think it was just unfortunate that those two boys didn't, I guess, mature as we expected them to?
No, look, it's an interesting discussion, the Melbourne one, Jared. I lived through that and was part of the decision making on that. You know, it's been, and probably a player that's been pushed up, which fits into exactly what you're talking about, would be Cripps. You know, Patrick.
Yeah.
You know, people are sort of saying, you know, in terms of leadership, and he's still a very young player. Even now, he's a young player. Even at 21, unless you're absolutely an exceptional player, there's still so much that you're learning and hurdles you've got to get over, whether it be media attention, whether it be attention from opposition clubs in terms of, you know, working out how to nullify you as an individual player, you know, adjusting to the life of an AFL player, all those sort of stresses and strains. And so you've got to be really careful. I think you've got to be really careful, because to be the captain of an AFL club is a big job. Is a big job, because obviously you've got to be able to perform consistently you've got to be able to develop a reputation of being able to perform, you know, when it really matters under the real heat, as well as all the other duties and responsibilities that go to an AFL captain. And that's probably from in hindsight, that's not a job for a very young player.
So Cripps, at best, would be in a leadership group, certainly not part and parcel of being a captain at this stage.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it would be unusual in our situation. And I think if you spoke to Patrick, he would probably, I think he would have the same opinion on that. Now, he's got a real interest in leadership, Jared, don't get me wrong there. There's been a big push for a whole football club, you know, since Brendan's been here.
Yep.
He's got a real interest in it, and he knows, you know, that the great players of the competition, you know, tend to go to that sort of level. But, you know, just, if you know, if you just sort of look what would be ahead of Patrick, there's so much yet that he's got to be exposed to and be able to manage and handle and overcome that to be able to handle it and still on match day to run out and actually perform on the big stage.
Neil, we really appreciate you just giving us a look into a very new beginning at the Carlton Football Club. I know you've already got 30,000 members on board, which is a record. You got that before Christmas, a club record. New beginning, new time. Hopefully it's the start of the climb up the ladder. Appreciate your time, no doubt. We'll catch up on Sports Today and on 3RW Footy throughout the season.
No, it's my pleasure, Shane and Jared. And, those 30,000 members, I mean, the club's obviously really pleased about that. But it's our responsibility as a football club to include them. To provide them with young talent, to provide them with, you know, something that's going to excite them to want to come to the game with their friends and their families and, you know, drive home with a smile on their face. And often all they want is just a real strong effort. So we've got a responsibility to deliver that.
Obviously, every member is important. 30,000 have already signed. I'll see if we can just ramp it up. Tony Tardio has just joined us. Tony?
They already took the money out of my account, actually.
They already got you.
They just take it out without asking.
That's fair enough.
Exactly. Like the mafia.
Doesn't sound like I can help you out now. It's 30,000 and 30,000 only as we speak.
Thanks again, Neil. Appreciate your time. And if you want to join Tony Tardy on the 30,000, all you have to do to be bound by blue in 2016 is give them a call, 1300-CARLTON, or visit membership.carltonfc.com.au. I was quite impressed by what Neil Craig had to say.